First of all, you've been keeping very busy, John. A lot of shows lately, including down at one of the most beautiful places to play in Maine. How was your show at the Stone Mountain Arts Center?
Oh, I love Stone Mountain. I'll tell you, Rich. Oh, that was my second time playing it, and it was just a great big crowd. It looked full to me. It probably wasn't sold out, but it was a big crowd, and they just really got my crazy songs and my crazy stupid jokes and my. I've written a lot of new songs, and they all worked great, and the sound was incredible. Brownfield, Maine, and it really went well. I'm not exaggerating. It was one of the best shows and one of the best crowds that I've had all year. I'm hoping that when I play Bangor, the Hollywood Casino, that it will go that well.
Well, we're hoping so as well. It's coming up on the 23rd, 7:30 at Hollywood Casino, and you can get tickets any number of places, but the easiest place is just to go right to your website, right?
Well, I don't think they can buy tickets on my website, can they? I don't know.
Or at least there's a link there. I know you can go to the Night Show website.
Yeah. You're right, there is a link. I've got an incredible media person, Amy Malkoff, that sets these things up. And I guess you're right. They can click on it right there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Plus we want them to go to the website to check out all the many things you've got going. And for anybody who hasn't seen your show lately, I have, and it's fantastic. And as you mentioned, it's a little of everything. It's stories, it's songs, some funny songs, but some very poignant songs as well.
Yeah, I've been doing this for, 55 years now. I started on Broadway and then got into television, hosted the Hollywood Squares, and that's incredible, and then sat in for Johnny Carson a lot. And then I did lots of beauty pageants $100,000 premium and movies and stuff. So I've done a lot of stuff, and I can pull stories from all those experiences and put them into song, and it just works great now. I feel my voice is as strong as it ever was, and I don't know. I just love what I'm doing, Rich. About 8 or 9 years ago, I thought, well, now, they don't call as much for television like they used to. I mean, I'm in my 70s, and what do I want to do? What do I want to do with these golden years? And I still feel physically as strong as ever, and I love it. So I made a list of the things that I like to do, that I love to do, and I kept coming up to the top of the list was being a troubadour, being a singing storyteller, and do that kind of music rather than doing like hit records. There is no John Davidson hit record. I've never had a hit, but I just it's my relationship with the audience and my storytelling and my stage worthy approach to the whole thing. I'm all over the stage because I'm wireless. I can go in and out of the audience. I can go anywhere. I'm not standing at a mic. I fill the stage by moving around a lot because my vocal mic and my guitar is all wireless. So it makes for a crazy evening that I so appreciate you coming to.
Well, yeah, it's funny, too. I've talked to so many people who saw you on the Danny Cashman show, The Night Show, when you were on for a couple episodes earlier in the fall. And I had more than a few people say to me, God, he sounds better than ever. What's his secret? So what is your secret, John? What do you do to keep that voice sounding so good?
Well, I think it's breathing. About 10 or 12 years ago, someone pointed out to me, or I began to realize, that the voice is a wind instrument. You know, we divide musical instruments into percussion, wind instruments, and what's the other?
Brass.
Oh, I don't know, but the voice is a wind instrument, like the clarinet or the trumpet. We play it with wind, and so you have to take a good breath and open up your body to accept that air, and then you have to manage that air. Your audience probably doesn't want me to be too technical about it, but I've worked on my breathing a lot. Since I started on Broadway, instead of starting as a rock and roller, maybe, I think I go back to my original Broadway training, and I think that's what's kept it healthy, is by supporting my voice. Even if I'm doing like a folk rock kind of song, I'm still using my voice as if I were singing a beautiful ballad. So, and yet it sounds more rough, you know. But I just love singing. I like making the front of my face vibrate. It's kind of weird, but I love the feeling of singing. I love the vibration in my head and my nose and my teeth. And I love inspiring an audience to either laugh, cry, or feel something. So that's what my show is all about, is trying to create an effect with the audience. I think any art form is nothing if it isn't received. The reception of the art is part of the art. So I'm very conscious of what other people are into what I'm doing, and I try to make them get into what I'm doing.
Well, they certainly do. We're looking forward to it again, November 23rd at Hollywood Casino in Bangor. John Davidson will be performing for you. I wanted to ask you about a very cool thing that happened to you recently out in White Plains, New York, where you not only went into your high school's Hall of Fame, but they actually declared it John Davidson Day. How great is that?
Yeah, it's just great. Yeah, I grew up in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts until I was 14. And then we moved to White Plains, New York, and I went to White Plains High School. And yeah, they called me and said, we want to induct you into the Hall of Fame. They only do it with a couple people each year, and it was a great honor. And I met the mayor, and he gave me this proclamation, said, yeah, John Davidson Day. It doesn't mean that I can get a pass on my speeding tickets or anything. It was John Davidson Day. It made me feel great. And, you know, it's cool to go back to the place that you grew up in. I talk about this in my show. And if you grew up out in the country, for example, it's good to go back to that place and try to think of talking to that little kid who was there and see what that little kid would say to you and what you would say to him. So I did a little bit of that when I went back to White Plains to get this award and to do the Hall of Fame. I felt like I went back and drove past the house where I lived and tried to think if I could talk to that person, what would I say and what would he say to me? So, yeah, it was a great experience.
I bet it was. What would that 14-year-old or that 15-year-old John Davidson have said, looking at the remarkable career that you've had? Could you ever have envisioned that for yourself?
I had no idea. I was very shy as a kid. I was very... my dad was a Baptist preacher, and so I was put on parade every Sunday, every church event. I was supposed to be the epitome of what a fine young man should be. And so I came from a very loving family. I'm very proud of the family I grew up in. And of course they were, when I decided I want to go into show business, they were a little shocked because no one in my family has done this. But, I think that little kid might be a little put off by what I've become. I'm a crazy old liberal now. I'm very much a progressive liberal, maybe from being in the theater. Every year I spin more to the left, especially when a Republican is elected. I tend to spin to the left more. So and I put myself down for it because sometimes I'm a knee-jerk liberal. You know, there is such a thing as a knee-jerk liberal or a knee-jerk Republican or anything, but I tend to knee-jerk liberal and go that way. But so that's the difference. I think I've become not more conservative as I've gotten older. I've become less fearful, less. I don't know. My I just feel now, just do it. Just do it. My son, John Jr., is a coach. He coaches, he's a business coach. And he says, if you have anything you want to do in your life, instead of thinking of ready, aim, fire, do ready, fire, aim. In other words, get ready, do all the research you can, and then fire it off, and then you'll focus it, you'll aim it, you'll hone it, you'll make it better. But make sure you don't spend all your time ready, aim, fire. You got to just jump in at one point, and you know you can make it better as it builds, as it grows. Many people have dreams, and they work on them so long, and they never do the dream because they say, well, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. No, just go for it. So that's different from that 15-year-old kid in White Plains.
Well, we can't wait to see the show coming up next Saturday night, the 23rd. Couple of ways you can get tickets. Again, there's a link on your website, johndavidson.com. You can also go to brownpapertickets.com, johndavidsonbangor.brownpapertickets.com. And it's going to be a great night. Bring your special person along with you, and you're going to be entertained by one of the great pros in the business, our friend John Davidson. John, great to talk with you. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday night.
Thanks, Rich. I can't wait to get back up there.